Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Yes, oh my goodness, y'all know I'm already excited to meet with you all each and every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to just give God the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. God is so good. He is forever worthy. My God, I just thank God right now for just waking us up this morning. I thank God for starting us on our way. I thank God for giving us the ability to move our limbs. I thank God for breathing a breath of fresh air down our lungs and waking us up and tapping us on the shoulder and saying, my child, wake up. I need for you to continue to serve the people of the Lord. I need you to continue to move on purpose. I need you to continue to do whatever it is I have called you to do in your career, in your business, and in life in general. So just give God a hand clap of praise right now, wherever you're at. Because he is forever worthy. Yes. So let's get into it. Happy last day of the month of March. Today is definitely going to be a good day. And I just pray that it will be a good week for us. And we're just going to choose that it's going to be a good day and a good week this week and beyond. All right. And so let's jump into this good word, y'all. So this past Friday, I celebrated another year of life, So it's my birthday. And I want to say, I posted something. I said, cheers to another year of life, full of purpose, full of growth, and using my God-given gifts to empower students and professionals as they strategically elevate and navigate their career journeys. So, and I'm, of course, I'm always forever grateful for the opportunity to make an impact, not in just the world, but make an impact to God's people. When I tell you, I have received so many birthday wishes, but also testimonies throughout just last week alone, testimonies on how they've been impacted by the prayer call, testimonies on how they've been impacted by some of the career services that I may have offered them, but just testimonies on how if I did not give God my yes, my God, they would have never had that testimony. Meaning, I want to encourage you. I don't know what your it is or what you're got to give God yes to in this season, but I want to encourage you to simply give God your yes and let him handle the rest. Come on now. Can somebody say it? Give God your yes and let him handle the rest. Give God your yes and let him as in God, him as in Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, him as in the great I am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, him as in the Alpha and Omega, him as in the beginning and the end, him as in the one that knows all, our Lord that we worship each and every day. So I just wanted to thank God for just another year of life. But as I reflected on that, through it all, throughout my journey of life, I have faith. I can truly say that I have the faith that conquers anything. The faith that conquers anything. And I know we keep talking about this word faith. We talk about it quite often on the prayer call, right? But let me not take it for granted. that you know what the word faith means, because we're going to break it all the way down. So Hebrews 11, 1, that is the great definition for the word faith. It says, now faith, and this is the New King James Version, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I love how the Message Version breaks it down. So the Message Version of the Bible, Hebrews 11, 1 states, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it doesn't. It says, now faith is the assurance. This is the Message Version. Now faith is the assurance. It says in parentheses, title, deed, or confirmation. And then it goes on to talk about of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, meaning the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as facts what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. By the physical senses. So as I read that definition, and as we begin to talk about faith this morning, I can truly say throughout my years of life, and I could truly say that just experience people and reading throughout the word, the main ingredients, even every character in the Bible had to have, or even every person should have, is faith, 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 increased faith. Increase faith over the years, increase faith over the years of my life, increase faith over the years over your life. There, and I know we always like, oh, what's trending in this season? My faith is trending in this season. My faith is going viral in this season. My faith is rising in this season. Not my blood pressure. Look, it could be rising now because we're talking about the Lord. But listen. My blood pressure ain't the only thing rising. My faith pressure is rising. My faith is elevated. Come on now. My faith is elevated. Just type in the chat if you have access to it. My faith is elevated. My faith is elevated. And so the Lord dropped in my spirit the phrase faith pressure. And I said, "Ooh, okay, God, like, how are we defining this? Like, what do you, I know what I want to say about faith pressure, the phrase faith pressure, but I said, God, what are we doing? What are we doing in defining faith pressure?" And so it is the internal or external force that compels someone to maintain or demonstrate unwavering belief. Often in challenging circumstances, it could stem from personal convictions, you know, societal expectations within your church community, or just simple life situations that test one's faith. This type of pressure or faith pressure may push individuals to trust in the Lord even more. Despite uncertainties, despite obstacles, or the fear of failure. So faith pressure, that's the definition. Faith pressure. When I think of faith pressure, I was like, God, so that just means every time we wake up in the morning, every time we take a step, every time we move, we got to constantly apply pressure to your word, apply pressure to your word that contains the promises that you have laid right there clearly for us in your word, the promise of God. Listen, we talk about the promises of God. We talk about how God is going to be there for us. We talk about how God will never leave us nor forsake us. We talk about how God is our shepherd. We talk about how God is just so good. But are we really applying pressure that faith pressure to the word? Are we applying the pressure to the word? So when we apply pressure, guess what? Ooh, something has to break, right? Ooh. Mm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When we apply pressure, something has to break. So prophetically, when we apply pressure to the word, or when we apply pressure to our circumstances, when we apply pressure to obstacles, when we apply pressure to what we call fear of failure, when we apply pressure to the uncertainties of life, something has to break. When we apply pressure to the word, something has to break in the spirit. Something has to break. Something has to get done, but get done by the Lord. We have to trust that God is going to move on our behalf when we apply pressure, or what I like to call faith pressure, on the word. Mm. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you. We just thank you for the message. That wasn't even all in my notes, y'all, but let me go back to it. And so, yes, applying pressure, faith pressure. I just declare and decree that we all apply faith pressure to the word and that the Lord has given us so graciously, and to just reflect on it. Day after day after day, day after day after day. And so the song that I really wanted to play, the song Faith That Conquers, in the beginning of our prayer call, because it laid out a few things that faith can conquer. It says faith can conquer anything, of course, but faith that we got to have the faith that uproots any problems, the faith to know God can solve anything that we're going through, the faith to vision your freedom for whatever bondage you may be in. You could be in people bondage for all I know, but the faith to envision your freedom. And then it goes on to talk about faith to reach the unreachable. Faith, meaning faith to reach something you thought you never could even touch your hands on. But by faith, by trusting God in the process, by trusting God and in truly allowing God to put his super on your natural, by faith, you can reach the unreachable. Mm. Faith, and it goes on, faith to fight the unbeatable, faith to remove the unmovable, faith that expects the incredible, and of course, rounding it off, faith that can conquer anything. And I don't know about you, but throughout my years here on God's great earth, I have definitely had an increased level of faith year after year after year, despite the circumstances I'm going through, despite what it looks like. Listen, faith. Increased faith has been the ingredients, the characteristic that I've had to embody. Faith has definitely been all over me. And I just encourage each and every one of you all this morning to increase the levels of faith, not just increase your intake of water, increase your intake of the healthy foods. Yes, we want to do all those things, but I want you to take a healthy heap of faith, a healthy heap of faith as you go throughout your work week, a healthy heap of faith as you go throughout life's journey, a healthy heap of faith when you are interacting with people that could be your business partners or landing those business contracts. Listen, a heap of faith, a portion of faith, a slice of faith, is your portion. Faith is your portion. Just hold it, grab it, get it, and just believe. And so one other thing before we close out this morning, I got to draw the attention to the women with the issue of the blood, the woman with the issue of blood. And so her story came to me so deeply in my spirit as I was preparing this morning, because in this scripture, I want you to read, if you don't know the woman with the issue of the blood, definitely want to draw your attention to where it is in the Bible. It is in Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43, verses 21 through 43. And so the scripture that I want to, you know, extract this morning is Mark 5, verse 34. It said, he said to her, Jesus said to her, that is, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. I'm going to read that again. Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Whew. So let's talk about it. So her faith is what healed her, not the touch of the hem of his garment, but it was her faith. It was her faith that healed her, her belief in our Lord, her belief that Jesus can heal, her belief that Jesus can do a new thing in her life. Her faith is what healed her. And so I'm just encouraging you this morning, again, to increase your faith level around what may be going on in your circumstances. Don't increase your blood pressure, but increase your faith pressure. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for all you have done for us. I thank you for all you're going to do for us in this season of our life. God, I thank you for revealing things, unsearchable things to us, God. God, I thank you for the quiet time that we're going to spend with you. I thank you for the downloads that we're going to receive from you, Lord. God, I thank you for the divine words that you're going to instill within our heart, Lord. God, I thank you for each one of your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord. God, I thank you for their gifts, God. God, I thank you for stirring each and every one of their gifts up on the inside, God, and stir it up so good, God, that they have no choice but to use it, but to use it to give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. Use it so good to impact your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for not elevated blood pressure, but we thank you for faith pressure, God, in this season. God, we're going to be applying pressure to your word, because we know when we apply the pressure to your word, Lord Jesus, something has to break. Something has to break. The obstacles have to break. The uncertainties in our mind have to break, because we know that, yes, because it may be uncertain in reality, but we know what is certain, and that is you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against any fear. We come against any doubts in our career journeys, in our business journeys, and just life in general. We thank you, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our bodies. We plead the blood of Jesus over our career journeys, over our business journeys, over life in general. We plead the blood of Jesus over our family members, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just call on you for your healing powers over our bodies, over our mind, over our spirits, God, over our spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against any negative thoughts, Lord, and we take them captive right now, and we cast them out so far that we can never pick them back up again. God, we thank you for the blood you shed for us. Whew, my God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Like, I can't even express how powerful thank you, Jesus, is, especially in this season. But just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done, all that you're going to do. And we just thank the Lord for giving us a sound mind. We thank you, Lord, for giving us peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we need peace, peace like never before, because the world would throw anxiety, would share with us that our anxiety levels are okay, but they are not. God, we thank you for that, for giving us a peace of mind, a sound mind, so that we can do whatever we have to do in this earthly realm with excellence, with excellence. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.